So we're taking a look at the connection between the parts of our being, the spirit, the body, and eventually we'll bring the family health into it. But notice here now, their spiritual health was bad. They were in bad shape spiritually. And God has come down to judge them. And listen to what is, I mean, it's not just a matter of him judging them, and in judging them, he starts fussing at them and telling them, hey, you're doing wrong. But no, there's some punishment that goes along with this beyond just telling them that they're doing wrong. Listen to verse 16. We're still in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord says, the women of Zion are haughty, walking along with outstretched necks, flirting with their eyes, tripping along with mincing steps, with ornaments jingling on their ankles. And what he's pointing out is the sexual impurity that was part of the lifestyle of the women he just described, doing things to bring attention to them in a sexual way. The flirting eyes, that's all about getting someone to look at you from a perspective of sexual involvement. Look at me. See me as someone you could potentially have sex with. The ornaments jingling on the ankles, the legs, drawing attention to those legs. And even though they wore the long attire, still, one thing that we know about human beings, we can take our minds there no matter what a person is or is not dressed in. Listen to what God said he was going to do. Verse 17. Therefore, the Lord will bring sores on the heads of the women of Zion. The Lord will make their scalps bald. He is referring to their literal heads. The sores are going to show up on their heads, and it's going to cause them to lose their hair. Sores on the head leading to bald heads. The women with bald heads against their will. I know some women, for various reasons, will cut their hair off because they want to make a statement. These women were not going to be making a statement. They were going to be punished physically because of the sins that they were committing spiritually. They decided that their spiritual health would be in bad shape. So God decided that their physical health would also be in bad shape. In that day, the Lord will snatch away their finery, the bangles and headbands and crescent necklaces, the earrings and bracelets and veils, the headdresses and ankle chains and sashes, the perfume bottles and charms, the signet rings, nose rings, the fine robes and the capes and cloaks, the purses and mirrors and the linen garments and tiaras and shawls. Of course, you know, when he's talking like this, he is not referring to clothes and other material things that are owned by the poor. He is primarily talking about those women who were doing very, very well financially. Women who he said were haughty and flirted with their eyes. All that wealth they had, all that fine jewelry and those nice clothes were going to be snatched away. Verse 24, instead of fragrance, there would be a stench. Have you ever watched any of those movies or documentaries that featured internment camps? And one of the big things was, or even prisons, but especially internment camps, whether it was Americans locked up on Japanese soil, you name it. One of the big things is being able to get clean. That's something that we can often take for granted when we're able to jump in the shower or the bathtub whenever we want to. And we have as much soap as we want to use, whether it's liquid body soap or whether it's bar soap. We have what we need. We have the washcloths we need, the scrub brush, whatever we want to use. We have what we need to get our bodies clean every day that we want to get our bodies clean. Shower, bathe. You maybe shower and then just soak in the tub. But when a person is locked away in an internment camp, when they are not allowed to wash their bodies whenever they get ready to, I tell you what, number one, the opportunity to shower, or bathe, to wash, even if you only have 5 minutes to be in that water, 3 minutes to be in that water, people relish the opportunity to get clean. And sometimes when they do clean, they're only cleaning with water. And so if someone is able to show up with just a bit of soap, you talk about excitement, because now people are able to get even more dirt off their bodies, more bacteria off their bodies, which means more stench off their bodies. Not able to shower, not able to bathe. Everything that makes you smell bad is just building up day and day and day after day, day after day, night after night. You go to breakfast with it. You go to bed with it. You get up in the morning with it. You go to dinner with it. Everywhere you go, your germs and bacteria go with you until you can finally wash and get rid of it. Instead of fragrance, there would be a stench. Instead of a sash, a rope. Instead of well-dressed hair, baldness. Instead of fine clothing, sackcloth. Instead of beauty, branding. How is God going to do this? Your men will fall by the sword. Your warriors in battle. God was going to bring an army against them and crush them. And all who did not die would be taken prisoner. And they were not going to be allowed to continue to dress the way they once dressed. The gates of Zion will lament and mourn. Destitute, she will sit on the ground. In that day, seven women will take hold of one man and say, "We will eat our own food and provide our own clothes. Only let us be called by your name. Take away our disgrace." So we could add to that list, instead of fragrance, stench, instead of a sash, a rope, instead of well-dressed hair, baldness, etc., we could say, instead of haughtiness, disgrace. Now, it's interesting that, again, this is not something that should have come as a surprise to the children of Israel, to the people of God, because he had told them through the prophet Moses that this is what would happen if they decided to turn away from him, disobey him, and go their own way. Now, I know a lot of people like to teach that God does not do anything that is in any way harmful to his people. Well, according to that passage, he does. Let's read another one that shows what can happen to us from a mental and physical standpoint when we decide that being healthy spiritually doesn't matter to us.